Welcome back to A Comedical Carl Drinking Coffee. It's Wednesday, 27th of May. Oh my giddy aunt. I can't work out if this month has gone very slow or very fast. April flew by, didn't it? May. It might have gone quick, actually, because I did think yesterday was the 15th of May at one point, and that is 11 days wrong. So, yeah, it's nearly June, if you haven't ever dealt with the calendar month system before. How's everyone doing? Fucking hell is everyone coping? You okay? Monday was, I mentioned the old Dominic Cummings gate, and you could tell the fact that I'd even read a bit of it was just, it had annoyed me a bit. I totally now couldn't give a shite. I've realised that it's utterly pointless. So I'm much more relaxed today, I think. I had a good sleep, went to bed early, read, up nice and early. Although today I slept through my alarm. Last couple of weeks I've had an alarm, just trying to get to some sense of normality. And so it's set for 7:45, and it's normally we have bird. It's got bird songs on it. I've talked about it on here, I think. I've had a few people message me and ask for me to send them a link, because it wakes you up with like a natural sunrise. So the light comes on it, even though there's obviously a bit of light coming through the window, so it's, I don't know if it's much of a muchness, but then it's got a nice bird song comes on, and that always wakes me up. But then since putting it back on last week, I've had it on a different alarm setting, which is more like a bit of music. But then I found out it's got a setting that is waves. You can wake yourself up with lovely sea waves. Sea waves? Just waves, mate. I suppose, actually, you know, there are other types of wave, aren't there? The wave between two friends across a road. Could, but obviously I wasn't, that couldn't wake you up, so I clearly wasn't talking about those. sea waves. Let's just go with sea waves. Yeah, I said it. I stand by it. So, yeah, it's got some, like, waves. And put it on last night. I thought, oh, this will be a nice one to wake up to. Did not wake me up. Hannah, who was already awake, said what it did was make me go into a deeper sleep, if my breathing was anything to go by. So that is, I mean, it's literally the opposite to what an alarm is meant to do. Anyway, what I'm saying is, tomorrow we're back to bird songs. Oh, yummy. Almost at the end of these beans. They're lovely. My new ones have been dispatched, though, so shouldn't be any problems, any more delays. What do we do? What have I done? What have I been up to? What have you been up to? Yesterday I went for a massive walk. Like sort of walk when you get back, your legs are sore. That's a big walk, isn't it? Hannah had to have a scan, and we walked to the hospital, which isn't that, you know, the hospital's pretty far. But it's a nice, you know, first bit of the walk's a bit industrial. You know, we walk down, I'm going to say this actually, the area I live in doesn't do itself any favours with the name of parts of it. You know, basically I live in sort of the Harlesden-Wilsden area. The reason I'm not being ambiguous, because I don't want anyone knowing where I live, it's just genuinely where I live is a bit ambiguous. You know, I sort of live in a little bit in between, you know, my nearest station is Wilsden Junction, but actually I would say I'm much nearer Harlesden. Like, the nearest shops to me are Harlesden. It's a matter of a couple of hundred metres. But then just 5 minute walk the other way, I'm in Kensal Green. So, like, I always feel like I'm in this hinterland. But it's also quite an industrial area, and it's near Park Royal. And sort of the North Acton area, which, you know, is basically just massive, and it's all industrial estates, and, recycling plants and things like that. So it's parts of it, if you ride down on your bike or drive through it, it's not the prettiest part of the world. But yesterday, so we walked down Scrubs Lane, which is just that's the road that we walked down to get to the hospital, and then we cut across Wormwood Scrubs, which is a massive parkland that is quite well known because it's basically backs onto Wormwood Scrubs Prison. But it's that thing, it's an absolutely lovely, massive bit of greenland. And just if that prison weren't there, I think, it would be held in much higher regard. I mean, it is held in high regard by those in the local area. Dog walkers love it, mate. People doing exercise love it. It's a massive one if you want to run around it. And it's got loads of little nice, like, foresty bushes bits on the edge to run around in if you're a kid. It's got some nice paths running around the outside for bikes. It's got everything, but it just happens to be called Wormwood Scrubs and it's next to a prison. So, it does somewhat lose a bit of its shine. It's nice though. There's a lot of, as they have relaxed lockdown rules, there was quite a lot of groups of people having little picnics and get-togethers. I think, I do think people have been sort of doing it for about a while, but I think now with the coming thing, I do think people are just going to do it. And if any police approach them, they're just going to go, fuck off, Rosa. If you lot are doing it, we can do it. I don't know if you can hear that running water. I'm sitting at my bedroom window with the window quite wide open, so I can hear the drain. Sorry about that. We could close the window, but it's warm, isn't it? Hang on a sec. I think I've got a little burp coming. Hey all. There we go. I mean, that's gonna have to shut that window, aren't I? I think my neighbour must be having a shower. There we go. Hey, there we go. Anyway, Hannah had a lovely scan yesterday on our soon-to-be arriving child, who has really shrunk. Not in a bad way. But she every scan we've had throughout the whole 8 months has shown that we were having what could only be described as a fucking giant. She was like in the 99th percentile or something the whole way. And then they always said though, oh, they really like if they seem really big, they often level out in the last month. And often, so it's with the opposite as well. A lot of babies seem small and parents get a bit worried, and then they just have a little growth spurt in the last month. That last month is when they really settle into their size. So she's now like in the 58th percentile, so she's not massive, but she's still a bit of a unit. Which is nice, isn't it? It's nice. She's going to come out and be a normal sized human being. Be weird, isn't it, giving birth to just like, imagine you have a baby that's massive. Did anyone see that video of that little kid that we got shared around the internet? It was like a little, couldn't have been more than like a 9 month old, just sitting on his dad's back, just like riding his dad like it was a rodeo. And the baby, honestly, was the size of like a 40-year-old man. It was mad. Just must be quite funny having a baby that is so, baby's the whole point of that age. You're meant to carry them around and they sit on your shoulders and that. Imagine you've got one you physically could not sort of lift. It'd be a real conundrum, wouldn't it? Well, my legs are still sore from that walk. So I walked with Hannah to the hospital. But I'm not allowed in at the minute because of coronavirus. So it's quite funny. The maternity area of the hospital Oh, there was just loads of partners just floating around outside sitting. It was really sunny. But I walked with Hannah there and I went for a, I thought, oh, I'll nip to Waitrose in Shepherd's Bush. I thought that would be an extra 10 minute walk on top of that. It was so much further than I gave it credit for. Long story short, walked there in the sunshine, grabbed a few bits, but walked that end. And when I say a few bits, I did exactly what happens anytime you go into a supermarket for a few bits. I came out with, I brought some tote bags, so don't judge me. I'd come out of two full bags, quite heavy. Then as I walked all the way back to the hospital, and then we walked back from the hospital carrying them bags, mate. It was like I did, I feel like I've done an Iron Man. My body is so tired. That's the age, isn't it? That's when you know you're sort of knocking on 40, is when you. Essentially, what I did yesterday was went for a walk and picked up some shopping. And today I'm talking about it like I ran a marathon. What a lime. That's the end of the pot there. That's the end of the pot of coffee. I've just realised we've hit the 11 minute mark. Ooh, I should be wrapping it up shortly. I actually don't have thought about what do I, what does one do when the baby comes along? I probably have to take a hiatus, you know. I don't think anyone would be shocked by that. What will my coffee habits be in the future? You know, I haven't really, I've not even thought about it. It's not even crossed my mind. Maybe it'll be a comedian called Carl drinking coffee, holding a baby. Who knows? I've got, you know, no longer than about 4 weeks to work this out. So, any thoughts? Let me know. Any tips on parenthood? Feel free to ping them over, mate. I'm all ears. I feel, do you know what? And this is famous last words. I feel quite ready. Do you know? And I do think lockdown has been part of that. Me and Anna have had a lot of time in the last couple of months to just read, talk, sort the place out. You know, if any, we've had, you know, more prep time in the run up than anyone I know. You know, it's very rare that people take 3 months off work before a baby's born to prepare. That just doesn't happen in our modern technological society. So, you know, I feel like it, obviously I'd be more prepared than most people get that. Most partners tend to work, you know, work right up, even like, you know, there's some places, some countries, what is it, America, where maternity leave is only 2 weeks, and that's after the birth, you know what I mean? People, some women work right up until their due date. So, you know, even the mothers often don't get any real prep time in terms of, you know, they've carried the baby, but they haven't actually managed to nest and things like that. So I feel very lucky that that was a benefit or a, you know, a happy accident from the lockdown that we got that. Because imagine if I was just gigging right up. I had gigs in right up until due date. I had gigs the weekend that the baby's due, and I'd just informed the comedy store that, look, you know, that's the due date. What do we do? Do we just leave them in, and I'll let you know nearer the time how it's looking? And that was the plan. So, you know, I would have just been out gigging. Don't get me wrong, being a comedian, your daytimes, you do get more time to sort stuff out. But still, there would have been weekends I would have been away during this period, and yeah, none of that has happened. So we've just been able to just chill, and that is, you know, something I have to take some, I think of as a positive. So there we go. That's today's thoughts. I'm in a much better mood than Monday, aren't I? I feel much more relaxed and philosophical today because I haven't watched the news, mate. Honestly, say it, I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. Don't watch the pop in, have a bit, watch the news once a day. That's all you need to do. That you'll get it all. They put it all in the show. They don't hold some back. You know, whatever's going on in the world at that point, they'll tell you, and you can hear it, and that's it. You don't need to watch it for eight more times over the day and constantly read about it on Twitter or on your phone. It's gonna seep in and sort of egg you out. Once a day, check the headlines, see what's going on, and then go off and do your own thing. It's the only way to exist happily, I think. Anyway, take it easy. Oh, it's a long one today, isn't it? It's almost at 16 minutes. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you squeezed me into what is normally the. Maybe you listen to this at something that lasts exactly, 10 to 13 minutes. Today you're like, mate, come on. My drive to work, I'm now sitting in the car park waiting for you to wrap up. Maybe it's if you're running, what would be about 2K, 2.5K. Maybe you do that. And sort of now you're outside your house listening, going, mate, wrap it up. And you're doing that weird sort of hop onto each leg that runners do at traffic lights. I'm sorry, today's might be the longest ever. Oh my God. Anyway, take it easy, yeah? Finish me coffee. There we go. Take it easy, everyone. Bye.